Coaching records continue to fall, this time on the ice, and some good news when it comes to the number of registered officials. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. No one has coached more Michigan high school hockey teams to victory than Doug Toler. The head coach of the Genesee Generals won his 630th game during the winter break, topping the previous high of 629 set by Trenton's Mike Turner. Toler started his career in 1979 at Flint Northern. He then coached at Grand Blanc for 10 years before moving to Davison in 1992. Davison is the primary school of a four-school co-op named the Genesee Generals. Flushing, Goodrich, and Swartz Creek are the other schools.
I'm probably the most fortunate hockey coach in the world to have had so many great young men. It's really all about them. They've just put me in a position, I guess, to be here and reap the benefit. But I have to give them a lot of credit for everything that they've done. I love being on the ice and working with the kids and trying to get them to kind of understand the game a little bit better and become better players. And it's also about being better people, too, you know, having respect and all the life lessons that go with it.
That was Toler speaking with Miriam Bingham of ABC 12 Sports after the record-breaking victory. Genesee will have another 10 games in the regular season to add to Toler's win total before starting regional play in late February. To see all of the MHSAA's ice hockey records, individual, team, coaching, and playoff, be sure to check out MHSAA.com and click on ice hockey. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Arthur Hill junior wrestler Michael Baldwin. He captured the Saginaw County Wrestling Invitational title at 165 pounds, the last county wrestling title for Arthur Hill before they merge with Saginaw High next school year. Hancock senior hockey player Sam Roberts, he tallied the winner in a 3-2 victory over the Capital City Capitals. It was Roberts' second goal of the year. And a Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central wrestler, Mary Alice Lynch. She recorded her 100th win on the mat with a victory in the SMCC Girls Wrestling Tournament.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
If a basketball team has a good post player, you'll usually hear the opposing crowd call for 3 seconds. But what is 3 seconds, and when should it be called? A 3-second violation occurs when a player is in the lane for more than 3 seconds, but it's not always that easy. First, a player can leave the lane and then reestablish position, resetting the 3-second clock. To establish position outside the lane, the player must have both feet on the playing surface outside of the lane. It won't reset the count if one foot is outside the lane and the other foot is in the air. Also, during a throw-in or while dribbling, attempting a shot or rebounding, there is no 3-second count. The count does not start again until the offense has control of the ball in the front court.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sticking with officiating, for the third year in a row, the number of registered officials in Michigan is up slightly. And while any increase is good news, it still comes after 9 straight years of decline. So while the recent trend is encouraging, there's still a ways to go as a lack of officials puts extra strain on current officials. To help recruit and retain officials, the MHSAA has provided membership in the National Association of Sports Officials. Membership gives officials expanded insurance coverages, access to professional services and development, and a subscription to an MHSAA-focused referee magazine. But there's still a need for more. If you're interested, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials for more information. Because without officials, it's just practice. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.